Titanic the Musical, your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Good morning, Rex Howard, your WTO 11 weather forecast. Sunshine, 63 today, very nice. As we get ready for Titanic the Musical for Findlay Playhouse, a couple of in-studio guests. I'll first make sure I turn your guys' microphones on. Here we go, Ryan Parker, good morning.
Good morning, Rex.
And George Rustemeyer, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. George, you rode your bicycle in, so you're awake and all bushy-tailed, right? Very good. We have a question, of course. We started this morning, so wedding season is upon us. So if someone asked you what is the secret to a good marriage, what would you tell them, George?
Patience. Patience, Iago.
Very good. Ryan?
I would probably say compromise and incur, you know, those things that your spouse loves that maybe you don't love as much, you know, and be supportive of those things, and you get along just fine.
I go with the compromise, you know. I didn't want six Christmas trees in the living room, but I put up six Christmas trees,
right,
now, you know, something like that.
Exactly.
Very good. All right. Titanic, the musical for Findlay Playhouse coming up here. But first part of May, and who wants to explain Titanic the Musical? Ryan?
You built the ship.
I did you build were, okay, the ship. Good. Yeah, I did. So Titanic the Musical, first questions that I usually get are, who's playing Jack and who's playing Rose? There is no Leo character. Those were not real characters on the ship. It describes real humans and real people that were actually on the ship.
Okay.
First, second, third class, the captain, the crew. And it gives you a spotlight of each group and what they had to go through. You get get to experience love stories, pain, jealousy, arguments.
Definitely.
And then, of course, the iceberg and... you know, the tragedy that went and happened there later. So you get all kinds of emotions through this show, laughing, crying, you know, all
pride.
The above.
Pride.
Pride, yes.
Definitely in the beginning.
Sure.
And you got this wonderful music weaving in it and helping you tell the stories. It's a remarkable thing to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about your character, George.
My character is Edgar Bean. He's a hardware store owner from Indianapolis, Indiana. And he's taking his wife, Alice, on a trip to Europe, her first time across the pond. They're about to be empty nesters, so they're kind of dealing with a changing dynamic. And Alice is enamored with the first class, so Edgar kind of chases around the ship as she tries to hobnob.
Talking with George Rustemeyer and Ryan Parker. Ryan, what about your character?
Yeah, so my character is Thomas Andrews. He is the builder of the Titanic. His character was very prominent in the Titanic movie, actually. Thomas Andrews was in his late 30s, early 40s, I believe, married, had a small daughter. And he was really proud of the Titanic and what it was capable of. And as the ship is going down, you know, hopefully I didn't spoil that for
I think
listeners,
we're okay.
Right? You know, but okay. As the ship is going down, his biggest concern still was the ship and making sure all the guests were accommodated. He was a hero. He helped, you know, the third class when they were being ignored, helped them, their voices be heard and helped wake people up. And he threw chairs in the ocean so people had floating devices, and he sacrificed himself for his crew and his guests, and I think that's just remarkable.
For Findlay Playhouse, upcoming production of Titanic the Musical, and you're always known for some wonderful sets. So,
oh yes,
explain the set, George.
Quite an endeavor. It took us what 4 weekends to get the main structure down and. We are going to sink the ship, so and we will not reveal that right now, but you will be mystified.
Very good.
Not as intricate as some of our plays where we have a lot of doorways and stuff. It's basically you see two decks of the ship and people coming and going, and we have sliding doors to help us with doing different scenes. But
sure.
The key is we are going to sink it, so please... come enjoy that.
Very good. All right, give us the details on when, how we can get tickets.
So. Okay, show dates are May 2nd through the 5th, 8th through the 12th, and the 15th through the 19th. Show times are 8 p.m. on Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, and 3 p.m. on Sundays. That is a change from our usual matinees, so want to make sure people know that we're changing from 5 p.m. to 3 p.m. matinees on Sundays. Tickets are available through our website at tickets.fortfinleyplayhouse.org. And right now, I checked just before I got here, we've already got 58% of the seats sold. So
don't delay. Get those tickets. Very good. Yeah, go to fortfinleyplayhouse.org. Check it all out. All right. George Rustemeyer, Ryan Parker in. Fort Finley Playhouse upcoming production, Titanic the Musical. Anything we missed? Got it?
I think we're good. Maybe one other thing, too, is you know, you can always just go to the Fort Finley Playhouse website, too, right, to get tickets to there. Is that correct?
That's what I gave you.
Okay, all right.
FortFinleyPlayhouse.org. There's a ticket link at the top where you can go /tickets. And if you happen to don't see a seat available for the night you want, you can be put on a waiting list.
That's right, yeah.
Very good. All right, guys, thanks for coming in. Break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you much. Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.